Section 9 Practical Improvement. Hence we may learn, 1. How wonderful is the love that is manifested in giving Christ to die for us. For this is love to enemies. Romans 5:10. While we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. How wonderful was the love of God the Father, in giving such a gift to those who not only could not be profitable to Him, but were His enemies, and to so great a degree. They had great enmity against Him. Yet so did He love them, that He gave His own Son to lay down His life, in order to save their lives. Though they had enmity that sought to pull God down from His throne. That He so loved them, that He sent down Christ from heaven, from His throne there, to be in the form of a servant. And instead of a throne of glory, gave Him to be nailed to the cross, and to be laid in the grave, that so we might be brought to a throne of glory. How wonderful was the love of Christ, in thus exercising dying love towards His enemies. He loved those that hated Him, with hatred that sought to take away His life, so as voluntarily to lay down His life, that they might have life through Him. 1 John 4:10. Herein is love. Not that we loved Him, but that He loved us, and laid down His life for us. 2. If we are all naturally God's enemies, hence we may learn what a spirit it becomes us as Christians to possess towards our enemies. Though we are enemies to God, yet we hope that God has loved us, that Christ has died for us, that God has forgiven or will forgive us, and will do us good, and bestow infinite mercies and blessings upon us, so as to make us happy forever. All this mercy we hope has been, or will be, exercised towards us. Certainly then, it will not become us to be bitter in our spirits against those that are enemies to us, and have injured and ill-treated us. And though they have yet an ill spirit towards us, seeing we depend so much on God's forgiving us, though enemies, we should exercise a spirit of forgiveness towards our enemies. And therefore our Savior inserted it in the prayer, which He dictated as a general directory to all. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, to enforce the duty upon us, and to show us how reasonable it is. And we ought to love them even while enemies. For so we hope God hath done to us. We should be the children of our Father, who is kind to the unthankful and evil. Luke 6:35. If we refuse thus to do, and are of another spirit, we may justly expect that God will deny us His mercy, as He has threatened. If ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew 6:14, 15. The same we have in the parable of a man, who owed his Lord 10,000 talents. Matthew 18:23-35.